Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, Mesechtes Krisis, Perik Hei, Mischna Vav. Chadicha shel Chelev, someone had a piece of Chelev. It's a very serious Isser, but it's not Hegdish. V'chadicha shel Kodesh, he had a piece of Kodesh as well. Ochal es achas mehen, he ate one of them. V'ein yedua ezmen ochal, it's not known which one he ate. Maybe Oshem Tali, he brings in Oshem Tali. If he ate the Chelev, he would have to bring a Chatas. If he ate the Hegdish, that's Mila, he would have to bring an Asham Me'ilais. But he doesn't know which one he did. So he can't bring a Chatas because maybe it was the Hegdish. He can't bring the Asham Me'ilais because maybe it was the Chulin. But the bottom line is, could be he ate Chelev. So for that, he can bring an Asham Toloi. Wait a second. Even according to the Chachamim, didn't the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Akiva? Didn't they say that for Safik Hegdish, for Safik being Moel Behegdish, you can't bring an Asham Toloi because it's Vadi is an Asham, not a Chatas? And the answer is, but here there's also the Safik that he ate Chelev, for which there is a Chatas. So even the Chachamim would say he should bring an Asham Toloi. Achlas Hashni, again, we follow the same pattern. This same person that had the Chelev and the Hegdish in front of him ate one piece, now he ate the second piece. Maybe Chatas ve'osham vadai. He brings the Chatas on the Chelev, because we know for sure he ate Chelev, and the Asham Milais on the Hegdish, because we know for sure he ate Hegdish. We just don't know which one was which, but we know he ate both, so Lemaisa, there's no practical difference. Next case. Again, following the same pattern as the previous two Mishnayos. Achal Echad Esed Hashayin, one person ate the first piece. Iba Acher, along came someone else, Achal Esed Hashayin, and ate the second piece. Zeh Mevi Asham Toli, this person brings an Asham Toli. Vezeh Mevi Asham Toli, and the other person brings an Asham Toli. Lamaisa, each person has a suffix that he could have eaten Chelev. Shimon says, no, let's leave the Asham Toli out of it. We know two things for certain here. Someone ate Chelev, and someone was Moel Behegdish. We know that for sure. So, Shnei Mevi'im Chatas V'Asham. Let them both bring a Chatas and a regular Asham Me'ilais, and let them make the Tanai. One is going to say, if I ate the Chelev and you ate the Hegdish, so the Chelek and the Asham, I'm Moichel you, and your Chelek and the Chatas, you're Moichel me. And if I ate the Hegdish and you ate the Chelev, so my chelik in the chatas am meichel you, and your chelik in the yasham, you're meichel me. And again, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, ain't shnai mevim chatas v'asham. Two people can't bring one chatas and one asham. Rabbi Yossi yells, you can't bring a carbon with shutfis. Many explain, this is Rabbi Yossi's shita by a carbon that's brought ala chet, to be a kapara for an avera. And the reason you can't do it is, in order for the kapara to work, you have to know you did an avera. If you don't know if you did the avera, how are you bringing a carbon? Each one's going to be an Asham Toli. So what's the Chiddush? It's the same as the Tanakama. Well, the Chiddush is that the Tanakama is the sheet of Rav Yaisi, and says the Batanura, the Halacha, is like Rav Yaisi. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Masechtas Krisis, Perikei Mishnah Vav. This person had two things that he was not allowed to eat, Chelev and Hegdish. He ate one of them, doesn't know which one, brings an Asham Toli. If he eats the second one, he brings both a Chatas and an Asham Me'ilois, an Asham Vadai. Chatas on the Chelev, Asham on the Hegdish. If one person ate the first one, somebody else came and ate the second one. Each one brings an Asham Toli. If Shimon says no, let them both bring a Chatas and Asham and make it tonight. If the Chatas is yours, it's yours, I'm Meichel my Chelek. If it's mine, you're Meichel your Chelek, and they do the same for the Asham. And the Mishnah repeats, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't bring a carbon b'shutfis, which is really the same words as the Tanakama, but that's the Chiddush, that Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakama. And once again, the Matanura tells us that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you cannot bring a carbon b'shutfis. So again, like we explained earlier, many of the Rishonim explain it this way, Rabbi Yossi holds that a carbon that comes on a chait cannot be brought b'shutfis. Because you have to know before that you were chayte. But to say, well, if like this and if like that, that means you don't know for sure. So for that, the carbon doesn't work. The only carbon suffix you can bring is an Asham Tali. But if it's a chatas or an Asham, that's brought ala chayt, you have to know before and that you were over the chayt.